This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Happy New Year. It's great to be back. Here's some of today's headlines. If you're heading to a hospital anytime soon, you may be required to wear a face mask again. The Binghamton Press and Sun says some hospitals have started requiring visitors to wear face masks again because of the rise in COVID-19, RSV, and other viral respiratory infections. UnitedHealthcare is requiring masks at its hospitals, including Wilson in Johnson City, Binghamton General, and Shenango Memorial Hospital. And Arnott Health started requiring masks last Thursday. Their mandate will last until January 18th in their hospitals and cancer care facilities. Cayuga Health, which runs Cayuga Medical Center in Ithaca and Schuyler Hospital in Montour Falls, is not requiring masks right now, but they have them available at the hospital's entrances for any visitors who want them. The city of Ithaca is now $161 million in debt, thanks to a recent vote by the Common Council to fund new infrastructure projects. The council voted at its most recent meeting to spend $35 million for the projects. The Ithaca Voice reports about $11 million is for the new East Hill Fire Station, and about $12 million will be used for flood mitigation and storm sewer upgrades. The state may reimburse the city for some of the costs, especially the flood mitigation work. The high debt could affect the city's bond rating, which is scheduled to be reassessed in February. The National Weather Service in Binghamton issued a wind advisory on Tuesday. It'll remain in effect until 4 a.m. Wednesday. The advisory covers 15 counties in New York and northern Pennsylvania, including Tioga, Broome, and Chemung. The Weather Service warns that gusts could blow insecure objects, tree limbs, and may cause power outages. People should secure outdoor objects or bring them inside if possible. And if you're driving, be on the lookout for objects and use caution, especially if you drive a taller vehicle. This is WRFI News.